escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, before we get into the whole Bailey Zappi rigmarole, the attendance issue I brought up with you, like, I think things might change here. Now, this is an early theory, and I may be wrong, but, man, I hope I'm right. Because I'm looking at a team, you know, Pittsburgh, if you go by the averages, you got to go by the percent, but they don't have it, so I got to go find the percent, because it's like, okay, the average is Tampa Bay and the Athletics. God, what a great state baseball is in. You don't even have a home for one of your team. You guys are talking about expansion. Okay. Tampa Bay averages 9,800 a game. Well, they're playing in a minor league stadium, yes, because they got the literal roof blown off their stadium. But, like, if you go to the averages, so, like, say Tampa Bay and Oakland never drew well really anyway, so they'd probably be somewhere in that category. Pittsburgh's still at 19-2 for a home game. Cleveland is at 25, right about.
By the way,
just over.
Pittsburgh's is probably inflated by every fifth start.
Well,
they're getting sellouts.
Okay, well, are we inflated a little bit because of Jose?
Oh, you mean game to game?
Yes, and I wonder if, like, you can't, I don't think you can sit there and be Pittsburgh every single year and then continue to draw decently if you're the Cleveland Guardians. But the Guardians are 21st in attendance right now. So they're still bottom third, but it's not like they're 29th like they've been in the past and things like that. And I have to ask, are you building a model that might be results proof? Because again, I went to a couple games this year. Owen's probably been to how many home games have they had so far?
About 35, yeah. I think is what they've
had. They've had 65 home games, and definitely Owen's been to over 30. Owen goes to a lot of baseball games, and Owen has the monthly pass. And I think a lot of people, because I saw a lot of young people, man. And a lot of people who I don't think, they weren't like wearing Guardians jerseys. Like, I think there were a lot of dates going on where maybe the girls are wearing some Guardians jerseys and things like that. But I try to observe this and I'm going, man, there's a lot of young people here. And I wonder if they live downtown and they got a monthly thing. And it's like, hey, if you can get the $5 beers and some of the other drinks there, like what Owen can get, it's like, just like going to a bar. There's a baseball game around you. The weather's great. It's just like going up where they have a patio. I don't have to wait on a seat or anything and go stand there, and I can leave whenever I want to leave if we want to go somewhere else. So it really doesn't matter. Now, some of these are on Fridays where it's like, hey, that's an easy date. Baseball game, the games are over now in 2 hours. See the fireworks. Go out, do whatever you want. Hook up, whatever you want to do, right? But it's this model where your attendance might be pretty decent. I mean, 25,000 a game is still pretty decent in Major League Baseball to me. I wonder if it's almost results proof where, hey, man, you're probably still going to get 23, 25, even if you're not a playoff team this year, where a lot of us, when we watch baseball and we get mad at the Dolans, and we look at attendance as a punishment because you didn't put out for your baseball team. And I don't know if that's going to happen here. I wonder if this is a model where you're almost results proof in so many ways.
You know, I wonder, because it's a scary path to go down. I know it sounds good. Hey, you're going to get it regardless of whether you're good or bad. And we'll see. We'll see what, if you know, this continues to be this, you know, 500 type season, which is exactly where they're going to be at now, even though they're going to have young, exciting, I would think, talent that are going to be there day one. Unlike, did you see the lineup they put out there yesterday? Lineup yesterday looked like it was going to be winning proof. Looked like there was going to be no shot they were going to pull through in that series, looking at the lineup they had out yesterday. But I'm not sure what's going to resonate. And, you know, I was talking to somebody in the know down in Columbus about their NHL ratings and their NHL, you know, attendance. They've always been able to draw, you know, decently for the Blue Jackets. I think they get 19, 18,000 a game, no matter what their record is. And the guy said the problem here is that's their fan base. Their fan base is like 30,000 strong.
And they're going to go no matter what.
But
they're not growing.
But that's it. They're going to the games, and that's it. They don't see that bounce in television ratings. Well, I think we all understand, like, years ago, Paul Dolan made an egregious mistake talking about, if you come, we'll spend the money. It's one of the all-time blunders.
Larry might have said that, but I'm not sure.
What's that?
I think Larry might have said
Larry,
it. Just to,
it might be, yeah,
I
might
don't
be Larry,
mean to
but
split hairs
been,
with you here.
It's been their ethos. It's been everything that guides them. That was an all-time bad PR blunder, and they're still paying for it.
Yeah.
I still hear it to this day that people bring
it's
it up.
A bad thing to say.
So that was another blunder, and that's why they really don't talk anymore, because they get killed every time they talk. And by the way, rightfully so. Yeah. If you open up your mouth and say something that is going
to... Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Discourage, you know, your fan base. It makes sense. But the reality is, as much as, hey, I said they're up 7,000 fans from 2021, 2019, they're up 3,000 fans, whatever. You can trace it every year. They're up. They're down about 1,000 from last year, but they're up, relatively speaking. The reality is, their real money is going to come from a local TV contract, and we don't know the future of that.
That's
and that's
true.
Going to have more to do with whether they spend money on their players than all of us, because they're not going to sell out Progressive Field. They're just not going to do. It's never going to be at the levels it was, you know, when there were no Browns here and the Cavs had been kind of irrelevant. That's just never. That was a perfect storm when you had a new ballpark. It's never happening again.
By the way, you're probably right. Now, Pittsburgh plays in the same. I use them as the extreme example because they play in the same division as the Cubs, which are a top 10. attendance team. They play in the same division as Cincinnati, which is at 20th right now. St. Louis, which is usually pretty decent in attendance. And on the road, if you notice, they're at 31,000. So they're definitely there to see one guy every 5 days. Mm-hmm. But also where it's like, I look at the Pittsburgh model, which is, again, extreme. You're not. I've been to a Pittsburgh baseball game. I really was. Like, I was excited to see Garrett Cole back in the day and Bryce Harper playing for the Washington Nationals back in the day. But I don't think a lot of other people were there to see the baseball game. They were there because the weather was good, the beers were relatively cheap, and the scenery there was fantastic. I mean, it's basically a state park, is what it is, with a baseball game there. And I think that that's part of the reason where there are hardcore Pirates fans, wherever they may be, not in this area, who are upset because they don't seem to pay the fiddler for them being a bad organization. I don't know if the Guardians, though, are going to pay this outrageous penalty for not going to the postseason. Because, one, I can't sit there and yell at you and say that it's a bad organization. It's not a bad organization. They've made some mistakes here recently. They may pay for him down the line. I get very, very worried about Jose Ramirez at 30, going on 33 years old next month and how long that window's open. So it means that Kyle Manzardo has to come to fruition. It means that Travis Bazzana has to come to fruition. And I don't know if they're going to get to their primes, probably not, by the time you're still in Jose Ramirez's prime. So you're trying to keep windows open here to be a competitive ball club. But with the model that they have, will it ever truly hurt? Will it ever truly hurt? Because it, like, say you do pass it on to David Blitzer, you're able to come to a price, you're able to pass it on. He may make it, but these results here, you're an under 500 team. You're not paying for it in attendance like you're an under 500 team. And back in the day, people used to be able to say, well, you're still, and maybe they're still will coming up in 2026. Back in the day, you would say, well, they're still reaping the rewards of the good season they had last year. Wait until next year when people aren't showing up. But if you have a monthly thing, that counts towards attendance. Mm-hmm. So if I have a monthly membership there of $50 a month to go, that's still going to count towards attendance anyway. And then the people are coming in or they're not coming in. And I think that that has been, I'm sure a lot of other teams are doing the same thing the Guardians have. I think that's a huge, it's a revenue stream certainly, but I think it's a huge game changer for everything else, because the tickets, if you're looking at a bleacher seat, especially secondary market, it's the same thing as what now, it would be anyway.
I would ask you, because you have a year like this, normally you feel the repercussions a season later, but next year you have a big time number one overall pick that at some point is going to be wearing that jersey. You've got Kafis, you've got DeLauder, I would expect. So all of a sudden, now all the kids are up, and while that may dampen some expectations, maybe it'll be like, eh, we're seeing what the young kids can do. Do you think their attendance is going to pay the price for this year, or do you think they'll actually be okay because of the young players they'll get to see next
year? From what I see now, but again, these numbers might be inflated because it's a monthly thing. Maybe some people are going to be upset and they say, I'm not going to pay my monthly price, but it's $50 a month if you're a baseball fan and you're going to a lot of games like Owen. Like, Owen, are you really that mad at the Guardians where you're not going to pay your $50 a month next month? Oh, maybe you are. Maybe you are. But
yeah, we've talked about it, and I was going to cut it off before this month, because then I've already paid for next month.
But okay.
I won't be starting it to start the season next year. That's really how I set right now. And you know, March will be here.
We'll see if you get stir crazy and want to get out of the house.
Yeah, we'll see how it all turns out by the time it goes. Because the reason that we got him to start off with was it was cheaper than buying opening day tickets, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. for that first month. And then we just kind of fell into the groove.
Shh, don't tell him.
That's the truth, right?
Truth's the truth. I think that if you're asking the question, and Owen hits it, I think if you're asking the question in late August when the team has it done as well, I definitely think there's some fans who are probably like, I'm not doing it next month. But it then becomes a Browns thing going, okay, what are you going to do in September? Okay, what are you going to do when the weather finally turns in April
or May? And there are days that I've went and not spent a dollar inside the park. And there are days that I've went and I've spent way too many dollars inside the park. So
It all evens out.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.